What's going on, everyone? Brandon Fryer here, filling in for Hunter Logan. Another episode, which is episode 2 of Stack the Pucks. I got 2 more NHL matchups on this Sunday, March 10th. The first one I got is the Arizona Coyotes taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. And then after that one, I got the New York Islanders taking on the Anaheim Ducks. Let's not waste any time. Let's jump right into it with the Arizona Coyotes taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. The lines are currently open in this game, and it favors the Arizona Coyotes on the road, and in the money line is sitting at negative 184, while the Blackhawks are at home, sitting as an underdog at plus 152. Now, when you're looking at the puck line on the Blackhawks side, it's at plus 1.5 at negative 156, and the Arizona Coyotes right now is at negative 1.5 at plus 130. Now, you're looking at the over-under in this game is set at 5.5. You're looking at the over in this game, its favorite in that one at negative 134. But if you take the under, it's at plus 110. Now, if you look at the last 10 games between these two, they've been even overall, and the overs hit 5 times, the unders hit 4, and then they pushed 1 time. Now, these two teams already played before twice. The Arizona Coyotes won big in their first game. It was 8-1 in that game. They won overall on the money line, and the over hit at 6. Then the over hit again at 6. That one, the Blackhawks won 5-2 in that game, and they were the underdog, and they won in that one. So something's going to have to give overall between these two teams. Now, the Blackhawks haven't played in a little minute right now, but they're slowly trying to get some things going as they're coming off pretty much a back-to-back game right now for them. While Arizona got a little bit of rest, and that's helping them overall. But look, you're looking at this game. If you don't know what to pick between the over-under and this one, look, it dropped down a little bit. And you're looking at this Arizona Coyotes team right now. They've hit the over in 44 of their last 82 games overall. So that's something you definitely got to take a note of and you got to like between this team against the Blackhawks. But look, one thing you got to take note. Arizona right now is getting their best player back in Clayton Keller right now, which is why I'm going to take the over in his points in this game. It's at 0.5 in that one. I like him in this one. I would really lean towards the over in that one. Currently right now, if you take the over at 0.5, even though he's averaging 0.3, it's at plus 143. So I would lean and probably take the over in that one if you want to get something going. I also like Connor Bedard. He's the favorite right now of all the ones. It's at plus 155 on the Blackhawks side. So I would lean and probably take the over in that one. If you want to get a little extra, Nick Foligno's another player who could probably get something going, even though he's been averaging 0.2 right now. If you want to take the over in that one, that's at plus 260 in this game. I think it's going to be a lot of goal scoring in this game right now. Clayton Keller is the key in this one for this, and that's why I can see why they're the favorite. However, the Blackhawks being a back-to-back right now, I know they might be tired, but I think they got maybe Arizona's number in this one, and I don't think they want to be embarrassed, and they're slowly getting a little bit healthier. So with that being said, I'm going to lean, and I'm going to take the Blackhawks in this game as an upset. I'm also going to take them in the puck line, and I like the over in this game as well. Now let's take a look at our next matchup. It's the New York Islanders taking on the Anaheim Ducks. The lines are currently open as we look at the money line. It favors the New York Islanders sitting at negative 102 in that category. While you're looking at the money line for the Ducks, it's at plus 168 as they're an underdog at home. Now, if you're looking at the puck line on the Ducks side, it's at plus 1.5 at negative 138. While the New York Islanders are at negative 1.5 at plus 115. The over-under in this game is set at 6.5, and that's the favorite if you take the under in that one, that's at negative 115. But if you take the over, it's only a slight underdog at negative 105. Now, if you're looking at these two teams go against each other in the win-loss total, the Islanders got an edge with the 6-4 record, and the overs hit 6 times in the last 10 games. Now, these teams already played before. The Islanders won that game 4-3. They won overall on the money line. The over hit at 6 in that one. So it jumped up a little bit in this one, and they're expecting that same result between these two teams. Now, if you're looking at the Ducks, so far in their last 10 games, they've hit the over in 6 of them. And if you're looking at the New York Islanders right now, they've hit the over 4 times, hit the under 4 times, and then they pushed twice. So they've more been an even so far in their last few. But if you're looking at this team right now, they have been more of an over team than an under team so far this NHL season. So that's something you definitely got to take note of as you're watching these two teams go against each other. And if you're looking at it in the trends right now, the New York Islanders have been hitting the over in 46 of their last 84 games overall. While you're looking at the Ducks, though, at home, they are trending that well, hitting the under. In 45 games at home, they've hit the under 23 times. So something has to give overall between these two teams. I would say this, though. The Anaheim Ducks are not good in the money line. They've only hit it 11 times in their last 45 games at home. So that's more of the reasons why you might want to lean and take the Islanders in this game. One player I really like for this team right now is the likes of Brock Nelson. I like him in this one. The props are favoring him really big for the Islanders team right now at 0.5. He's been averaging 0.45 right now. The over is at plus 100. So you got to like that overall for this team as well. Another one, if you want to get greedy overall in this game, how about the left wing for the Islanders? I like him as well. Anders Lee is another one I like. If you're looking at his price right now, if you lean and want to take the over in his, it's at plus 175 to him to get over 0.5 goals. Yeah, I know he's only averaging 0.27, but that's something you can get greedy at if you want this game. I really like the under in this game overall between these two. I think that's what you expect. Look, the Anaheim Ducks are still a young team, still trying to get going right now. So with that being said, I'm going to lean in this game and I'm going to take the New York Islanders in this one. I'm also going to take them in the puck line in this game as well. And then when we're looking at the over-under at 6.5, I'm going to lean in this one and take the under. That's our look at the New York Islanders taking on the Anaheim Ducks. Then we have the Arizona Coyotes taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. I'm Brandon Fryer, filling in for Hunter Logan. This is episode 2 of Stack the Pucks.